Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hi.
How y'all doing?
How you doing? How about you?
We doing pretty good so far.
Oh, good.
Yeah, nobody there but you?
Yeah, so far. With somebody else.
Well, they ain't made it in yet.
Well, good evening, Auntie Bet.
Hey, darling.
Miss William ain't gonna be in today.
Okay, Mother.
You hear me? Okay, but she got her granddaughter's on the sick list, Sean Williams.
Okay, I'll turn my phone.
Good evening. We have Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Hello, welcome.
Being that can't see.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Sister Shirley, and myself, Angela.
But I heard that.
No. Did you want me to read?
I can do some reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the reading. Exodus 20:1. Then God issued this edit. I am Jehovah your God who liberated you from your slavery in Egypt. You may worship no other God than me. You shall not make yourself any idols, any image resembling animals, birds, or fish. You must never bow to an image or worship in any way, for I am the Lord your God, and very possessive. I will not share your affection with any other god. And when I punish people for their sins, the punishment continues upon the children, the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren of those who hate me. But I lavish my love upon thousands of those who love me and obey my commandments. You shall not use the name of Jehovah your God, nor use it to swear to a falsehood. Excuse me. You will not escape punishment if you do. Remember to observe the Sabbath as a holy day. 6 days a week are for your daily duties and your regular work. But the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest before the Lord your God. On that day you are to do no work of any kind, nor shall your sons, daughter, or slave, whether men or women, or your cattle, or any house guests. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, and sea and everything in them, and rested the seventh day. So he blessed the seventh day and set it aside for rest. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. We have Auntie Dot, Johnny Cole?
Yes.
Okay. Are you by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the call. I'll do a roll call again. We have Mom and Pop, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Shirley, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. And welcome to the call today. You guys getting a background noise? Okay, I went away. Okay. I'll go ahead and start us off and bless the line. If you'll please bow your head. Father God, we praise your name. Lord God, we pray for our family and friends, and we ask you to give everyone strength to believe in you. You can do all things, Lord God. Help us to keep your word in our heart. We love you, Lord. Thanks for all your blessings and your eternal love. We ask that you show up and dwell in our presence today. Fill us with your love, Lord God. How great you are. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. We don't take it lightly. Lord, rain on us with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Send us your word and let your glory fill this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. On the program today, we should be on page 6.
Amen.
And we're going to start with the responsive reading, Remembering and Rejoicing. And I show Mom and Auntie Carrie.
We will remember your deed, O Lord.
Yes, we will remember your mercy of all, for long ago.
They are constantly in our thoughts. We cannot stop thinking about them.
Your principle I have been the music of our life throughout the years of our promises.
We will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness because you have seen our affliction.
Yes, Lord, you have known the trouble of our soul.
We will be glad and rejoice in you.
We will sing praises to your name, O Most High. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother and Auntie Carrie. I'm going to go ahead into our lesson today. And the title of our lesson is Abiding in Christ by Fuchsia Pickett. And our first reader is Pop.
Jesus taught his disciples that fruitfulness was his purpose for them. He told them you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. John 15:16. Jesus also taught them that they could be fruitful only by learning to abide in him. The principle of abiding must be clearly understood, so we avoid trying to bear fruit in our own strength. Amen.
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 The scriptures teach us that these true Christian virtues are the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of human effort. The fruit of the Spirit is the character of Christ, produced by the work of the Spirit of Christ in the believer's life. The more completely one is filled with the Holy Spirit, the greater will be the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in his life and work. Only when a believer is full of the Holy Spirit, continually yielding to him, can he exhibit the full fruition of Christ. Let me get that out. Can he exhibit the full fruition of Christian virtue? Amen.
Amen.
When Christ is formed in the believer through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, true Christ-like character will be the nature of result as pale growing on pear tree. It follows then that if one who professes to be a Christian is a born of fruit, he obviously does not have the Spirit of Christ. The fruit of the Spirit produced automatically when we are yield to the Holy Spirit and are walking in obedience to him. When Paul described the fruit of the Spirit in writing to the Galatians, he is restating the Sermon on the Mount. This description in the idea is present in the concentration impression. Amen.
Amen.
Paul loved chapters to the First Corinthians 13. In the summer, his list of the fruit of the Spirit. He is teaching the very same principle to Christian life when he writes to the Philippians. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is a good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. Philippians 4:8. Any conception of Christianity that does not have at its base the character of the fruit of the Spirit is a false teaching of Christianity. The scripture clearly teaches that nature man cannot hope to develop godly character without the work of the Holy Spirit in his life. Paul described the striking contrast between the work of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
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 Okay, our next reader is Sister Shirley.
Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, dispute, dissensions, fractions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. Spirit-filled men and women can be distinguished by their fruit in the same way that a calm person can be identified by fleshly works. If we are abiding in Christ, the fruit of the Spirit will be manifest in our lives. It cannot be hidden. So also are the works of the flesh manifest in one who is not abiding in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
A carnal person is one who is governed by the indwelling Spirit of God. The, I don't know what that word is. Christ manifested the work of the flesh, while a Christian sinner is manifested of the fruit of the Spirit. The great struggle within each believer is the struggle between self and Christ. If self wins, it becomes the central force of life, causing a person to be completely self-centered. Every descriptive characteristic of a self-centered person starts with the word self. Selfless, self-pity, self-glorified, perhaps ever self-hating. This a self-word seems unending.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Loretta, could you read number 7 for us? Thank you, Anthony.
Sure. If Christ wins this battle against our self-life, he becomes the center of our personality, and we become Christ-centered. The happy consequence of a Christ-centered life is the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. The principle of fruit-bearing is life's principle. Life developed from a life source. It cannot be manufactured. Fruit is not made, it's grown as the requirement of the life principles are met. In contrast, the works of the flesh are described in the scriptures as a negative result of human effort without the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. The scripture clearly teaches the life principles involved in bearing fruit. The flesh can produce nothing but evil work, while the Holy Spirit produces Christ-like fruit. The former requires self-effort and results in death. The latter requires obedience to the Holy Spirit and produces life and peace. Amen.
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 All right, thank you all for the readings of our lesson, Abiding in Christ. Okay. I would like to turn it over to Loretta to pray for our sick and shut-in. And Loretta, we have another name to add on the list, Sean Williams.
Sean Williams?
Yes.
You said Sean Williams?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Sean.
Okay. All right. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to bless Daddy Verna, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Charles and Val, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Angela Patton, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne and Mary Lowe, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Lenny and family, Vicki Hussman, Jessica Smith, myself, Loretta Simmons, Tanya, DeMarcus, Marie, Mario, I'm sorry, Sedarian, Brian, Malachi, Tony, Jerry, Terry, Ruth Edwards, Calvin, Tally and family, Valerie Crockett, Sean Williams, Doris Reed and family, Josh and Kim, Isaiah, Eddie Tipman, Sister Shirley and family, Janet Williams, the Moody family, Jesse Verner, Carlos and Noel's family, the Norris family, Quentin,
Rayco and family, Cheryl, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the love that you have shown us daily. We ask that you lift us up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in us, through us, and with us, in Jesus' name. Help us to remember that you are in control no matter how dark our storms are, and that you have the last word. We are so happy that you woke us up this morning to allow us to give you the praise. Mm-hmm. We just want to thank you for all that you do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful prayer, Loretta. Okay. Now we would like to acknowledge our birthdays for May 31st through June the 6th. Happy birthday. I have June 3rd, Carla. On June the 5th, I have Taya. And I have Carlos on June the 5th. And that's all I have.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Sister Shirley, would you do the honors of singing happy birthday to our birthday?
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We do love you. Amen.
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 Amen. That was nice.
Happy birthday.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. Okay, well, we'll get to the exciting part. We'll talk about some great things that are on our hearts, praises or testimonies, congratulations, or poems or songs. And I would like to start with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Mother, do you have any good news to share today?
Well, I'm going to read Psalm 127 about the architect. God, the architect of the building of our faith. An African story is told about a sculptor who was sculpting the face of the king. Every day the sculptor worked on the stone and on the stone every evening, a man would come to clean away the chips. Soon, this man began to see a face emerging from the rock. Finally, when the image was full and everyone could see it, he was so amazed and astonished that he went to the sculptor and asked, "How did you know the king was in that stone? How a sculptor can see a face in the stone as an architect can see beauty and magnify building in raw material. It's simple, amazing, without a doubt. The sculptor and the architect must possess the ability to design and create material what does not exist and then make it reality. Consider the God and the great sculptor and architect designed and created everything that existed. He exists only because God created us. Not only did he make us physically, but he created faith in us. And any attempt to build our lives without God is failure, and our labor is in vain. For God is the master builder of our faith. Without him, we can't do nothing. The prayer said, Lord God, created the world and all that is in it, I acknowledge that I am your creator. Help me to understand that anything that I try to do without you is done in vain. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. Auntie Dot, would you like to share any good news?
Yeah, I'm going to read a little scripture about love is.
Okay.
Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag, and it's not proud. Love is not rude. It is not selfish and does not become angry easy. Love patiently accepts all things, is always trust, always hope, and always continue strong. 1 Corinthians 13, 4, 5, and 7. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Pop, would you like to go next?
Yes. Jesus is the word of God. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus reveals God. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God speaks by Jesus. God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time, say to the Father by the prophet, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. He who does not love me does not love my word. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Pop. Auntie Betty, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'm going to attempt to sing a song.
Amen.
If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley, the valley to pray. It felt so good, and that I stayed all day. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I stepped in the water. The water was cold. It chilled my body, but not my soul. Now I got God in my life. Tell me what more do I need? And now I got God in my life. There is nothing else that I need. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty.
Me, Hubert.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Loretta, would you like to go now?
Sure. My reading is out of the Daily Bread. The topic is the best life, and it goes on to say, as believer in Christ, we have a much more significant invitation to extend. We received a new life of faith in Jesus and want others to experience it too. Some will want to do so and others won't. In John 1:40, we read that Andrew had begun to follow Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and invite him to meet Jesus, the Messiah, too. Jesus offered them a wonderful new way of life of knowing him and enjoying his promises, his forgiveness, his presence, his hope, his peace, and his forever future in his presence. Won't you join in? Jesus gives the best life. If we commit ourselves to Christ and follow in his ways, he'll give us life that satisfies with purpose for each day. If you want someone to know what Christ will do for him, let him see what Christ has done for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you for that, Loretta. Next, Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay, I didn't remember if I said your name earlier or not. Okay, so that concludes our roundtable. Loretta, did you have time to assign parts for next week?
I did.
Great.
We want to do that now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and we're on page 9, am I correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Unconditional trust for the lesson. Amen, amen. Okay,
amen.
For the responsive reading, I have Loretta and Angela. Loretta, do the bold. For number one, the lesson Unconditional Trust, I have Sister Shirley.
Okay.
Number two, I have Mom. Number three, Auntie Betty. Number four, I have Auntie Janet. For number five, I have Auntie Carrie. Number six, I have Dad. Number seven, I have Auntie Dot.
And then on page 11 for the responsive reading, I have myself, Loretta. Amen. Did I cover everyone?
Yes.
Angela,
the ones that's gonna
did I cover everyone?
Yeah, for the ones that's supposed to be in the comments, so yeah.
Okay.
Mom, you say something?
It's all right. I got lost.
You're number two.
All righty. Okay, well, we have the responsive reading by Pop and Loretta, Remembering and Rejoicing.
Dad doing the bowl.
Hey. Okay. You have not given us over unto the hand of the enemy.
You have set our feet in a large place.
You lifted out of the pit of despair, out of the muck and the mire.
You set our feet on solid ground and steady us as we walk along.
We will praise you, O Lord, with all our heart.
We will tell of all your wonders.
We will be glad and rejoice in you.
We will sing praises to your name, O Most High. Amen.
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 Yeah. Thank you, Pop Loretta. Okay. Before I do the closing prayer, does anyone have anything else they would like to share or say?
Well, I want to share this. Don't we have an anniversary coming up?
We've already passed it in May.
Huh?
It was in May.
Okay, so. Feel late. So it's been, 7 years?
At least. Yeah. That we've been having this wine.
Amen. 7 years. Going strong. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Do you please bow your heads for the closing prayer? The cry of our hearts is to know you more, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love that draws us ever closer to you. Oh God, work through us, love through us, and heal through us. Dear God, give us the faith to keep trusting you, even when the way ahead seems hopeless. Dear Father, help us to be willing to live for you, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you all for attending today. Hope you all have a blessed week.
Amen.
Amen. Well, love you all. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Y'all have a good one.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Y'all have a blessed week.
Love you.
Love you too. Y'all, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.